Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Geraldine Herbert, motoring editor with the Sunday Independent, is with me here on the line today. Geraldine, you were in Paris recently. How are they dealing with traffic congestion there?
Yeah, now Paris is somewhere that I've driven in a lot before, and I just always had memories of just endless traffic. So I was really surprised. Last November, I mean, they've been basically amending, you know, they've been introducing cycling lanes, improving the cycling lanes, improving public transport, all sorts of things for the past, you know, number of years. But last November, they introduced what's known as limited traffic zone. And essentially, this is a 5.5 square kilometre area right in the heart of the city. And they have basically restricted any of the through traffic, right? This is traffic that isn't stopping to work or shop or do anything. It's literally just passing through. And as a result, they've really, really significantly reduce congestion. And what interested me was this is exactly the issue we have in Dublin. We have, according to the Dublin Dublin authorities, basically 60% of the traffic going through our city is simply passing through. It's not stopping to work, to shop, to do any of those things. So it's a very similar kind of problem that they were attempting to sort out.
So it's not that they haven't totally got rid of the traffic congestion. They've just found maybe better ways to manage it.
Yeah, so basically, if you're not, as I said, so basically anybody who is a resident who works in the area, so emergency vehicles, buses, taxis, people with reduced mobility, they all have access to this area. They also still, people who, you know, want to go to the cinema or want to go shopping or anything can still come through it. It's just people who are passing through no longer go through it. But as a result, Andrea, they've reduced congestion by about 30%. And that is significant when you actually see it in operation.
Because I remember I was there maybe 3 or 4 years ago, just after COVID, whenever the restrictions eased. And I remember we were making our way over to the Eiffel Tower. And my God, I can't think of the name of that huge roundabout or square area, Geraldine, on the way there. And it is like a free for all. There must be 10 lanes of traffic that converge at this roundabout. I couldn't get over
That's
it. No.
The Arc de Triomphe.
Yes. There was no markings.
Yeah.
It was wild looking.
Yeah.
And
you still have people going around that, and it's still fairly wild looking. But it's just not as wild as it used to be, because that area is just included in this as well. But again, you have lots of tourists going through it and everything. But you know, Paris has just been one endless gridlock in all of my memory. So I was really surprised at the difference that they've made just in a couple of months.
Could we learn something from them?
Yeah, I think we definitely could, because as I said, we're dealing with the very same problem. Like, this isn't about punishing drivers. It's not about restricting people. If you're a resident, if you're working, if you have business to do in the city, you still can get about your business. And this is controlled through automatic plate recognition. So, you know, if you're in the city and you're not supposed to be, you get a fine. It's as simple as that. Now, they did have one thing to point out, Andrea. They did have a 6-month grace period to allow people get used to all of this before any fines were imposed. But like, as I said, this is the issue we're dealing with in Dublin. So I think definitely we could look at doing something similar to this, at least trialling it and just see how it works out. Because the idea is nobody is restricted that needs to be in the city.
Yeah, the idea of a 6-month grace period, I think, is a good one. A fine is definitely one way to try and get people on board. What's been the reaction there, though, from even like from the business community to the idea of, you know, some sort of financial penalty for those who shouldn't be there?
Well, I think crucially in Paris, they have literally had so much open discussion and transparency about these plans. And there's been a huge amount of consultation, and the actual zone boundaries has changed multiple times, you know, after receiving feedback from businesses and residents. So they have removed areas, they've added areas to balance access and concerns. And I think that's been key to the success of this, Andrea, because people feel invested in it. They feel they have a say. They feel it reflects their wishes. So, you know, I mean, all of these things are controversial. Changing anything like this, always, you know, businesses fear that people won't come into their section of the city or whatever. But I think if you can engage people and people feel that they have a say in all of this, and you're very transparent about what works and what doesn't work, and you can put your hands up and say, do you know what, that street or that area shouldn't have been included, we'll exclude that now, I think that's the key to success.
The only thing I'd wonder, though, Geraldine, about something like that here, you know, there's constant criticism of our public transport system. We don't have a metro, like, we don't have the public transport service that they have in Paris.
Yeah, look, absolutely. And I wrote about this yesterday and I said, like, Dublin is not Paris. We don't have a metro. Our public transport is patchy. Even our cycling infrastructure, we've spent a lot of money on it, but it still exposes people if they take a bike to various different unsafe routes as well. I mean, it's by no means a safe city to cycle in still. So I think, yes, we would have to invest an awful lot more in our public transport. We would have to improve our infrastructure. We'd have to do all of those things. But I think what it does show is, you know, it is possible to do this without restricting people, without punishing people. And I think that's the point I was trying to make more than anything. If you consult people, if you bring people along and you look at where the people that don't need to be in the city, taking them out, then you have a chance of actually making a difference.
Stay with me, Geraldine. I think we've got Brian Whelan is on the line. Brian is from Birmingham Cameras. You're based just down at the down along the quays there, Brian. Obviously, traffic has been partially removed from your area. Would you be in favour of Dublin even being a little bit more car free?
No. To be honest, I think it will be a terrible idea. From the point of view of businesses in the city centre, the reality of it is we need footfall, so that's why it's important for cars to be able to come into the city centre. Now, I was listening there now, and there was a statistic there that 60% of traffic through the city is just passing through. I would question that statistic because I don't know where that statistic comes from. Because we would have people that would say to us that they only drive into the city centre as a necessity to get into the city centre to do it because they don't want to actually pass through the city centre. So that, to me, as I say, I would just question that. But I say from a business point of view, the reality of it is that businesses in the city centre say they need footfall. And with every restriction that has been brought in over the past number of years by the council, it has reduced footfall and made business more difficult for us in the city centre.
That's the point.
Oh, it has, yeah. Footfall would definitely be down in general. We would even the most recent restrictions brought in, which were some restrictions brought in there on Pier Street and a changing of the traffic on Pier Street, we were inundated with phone calls and emails from customers who wanted to get to us but actually didn't know how to get to us or had to apologise, say they couldn't get to us because they tried and they just didn't know where to go. We also had deliveries disrupted, which is still the case because we are regularly told by delivery men and delivery companies that just trying for, if there's a new driver on the route or a driver that's not familiar, just to try and navigate and get to us is proving more and more difficult. I don't know.
You don't think we need any further removal of traffic really from the city centre then?
No, I don't. And I would question actually who does want it, because if you talk to most businesses in the city centre as regards to on an individual level rather than some of the groups who claim that they're actually representing business in the city centre, I don't know of any business that wants a car-free zone in Dublin.
I suppose it's the fact that Dublin is now ranks as Europe's third most congested city. We're only after London and Paris, which when you consider the size of Dublin.
Yes, but I would say that even, the council have admitted there recently that they are bringing in restrictions to make it more difficult for drivers in order to get around the city centre, which will lead to increased congestion. Okay. So that's by design rather than by the public doing it deliberately.
The interesting thing about this, and Geraldine, I know you were just given this by way of as an opinion when you were in Paris and experienced this for yourself. You made the point that they did get the business community on board because of this sort of introductory trial period that they carried out.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's important to point out, Paris is not car free. And the whole point of it is those who need access to the city get access to the city. And that's why, the business communities were on board. And congestion costs huge amounts of money and benefits no one. So, I mean, it needs to be dealt with. I think that's important. And the whole point of this is that the city serves more people more fairly. Mm. And it's making sure that those who genuinely need to drive, that the road is actually clear when they do. And there's been numerous studies conducted about, reducing the amount of cars coming into cities as to whether or not it impacts businesses. And it actually doesn't. If anything, it benefits the city. Research also shows that in terms of people coming into the city to shop, if they can't get in, through cars, they will still come in. They will just use other forms of transport. But it's important that we have those other forms of transport to facilitate that. So I'm not saying that this is the solution to Dublin this minute, right now, but it's certainly something we should be working towards, okay. Which is a city that serves more people.
Geraldine Herbert, motoring editor with the Sunday Independent. Brian Whelan there from Birmingham Cameras. Thanks a million to you both for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.